Rashford. You know, he's all having private chats with Rashford on the side. He's got his arm around him.
I can't lie.
Hey, listen, you're my nine, you know.
As a player seeing that, I'm not going to lie, mentally, that does you over, man.
That does, isn't it?
Can you imagine? It's like, yeah, Rashford, so the way we need to play is like this. You start to think he's coming to Rashford again. Rashford, so yeah, you're thinking, bro, you're not going to chat to me.
I'm even seeing Xerxes rumored to be off in January.
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Bench Podcast, man. Another day, another dollar, another week of the beautiful games unfolded.
Yes.
And been written into the bomba clarity history books. Another week, man. The football's gone crazy this week, fam.
No, it has, you know.
Yeah, bro. Premier League's gone a bit mad this week, isn't it? I think someone turned off the algorithm. Someone said, right, hi, yo.
Yeah.
Hey. Do whatever you got to do.
Yeah, for real.
Man said, City losing, Ipswich drawing to Manchester United, Liverpool being 8 points clear. Bro, who would have?
I never expected it.
You don't think so? Actually, you're right. Yeah, at the beginning of the season, you would have never seen Liverpool.
I'm thankful to God and I never expected it.
I never expected it.
Obviously, guys, the squad rotation is still heavy this season. Trust me. And Jengi coming in as Dwight York and Andy Cole.
International players.
International players.
So trust me, the G.
Charles,
we didn't get
Charles?
Called up.
Charles is doing ladies football. Kizzo is probably upset because Man United didn't beat Ipswich and Ruben Amorim.
Yeah.
Wasn't that great. And Gaz, you know, Gaz is just a busy guy, isn't it? But that's why we love the squad rotation. And T was doing up...
Holiday, man.
Holiday. He was having a...
Hey, that is a banger. Oh, my God.
He was having a whale of a time out in Lisbon, in Lisboa.
Lisboa.
But yeah, man, let's get into the football. But, Jengi, before we do that...
Yes.
We were talking, bro. Just before we started the pod, you were saying about the moment that you went viral back in the day.
Yeah.
And it was with Baytees.
Yeah.
Bro, is there any other moments that you guys like, remember that kind of...
As in, maybe as you or the crew in general.
Yeah.
Because like I can imagine, yeah, like obviously when the Dons would have started out around that time, then you would have had like Palmer's hashtag, all their man around.
Yeah.
And then when you guys jumped on it, do you remember a moment where you went, right, okay, this is going crazy now?
So the moment I was talking about, the blindfold moment.
Yeah.
Where I had the blindfold on and then we done like a was it Dizzy Pen? No, we did. We just done. Yeah, blindfolded penalty. Mm. It was cool. We done it with Backchat. Do you remember Backchat?
Of course.
Yeah, Backchat. Yeah.
Did you do it with? I want to say it wasn't Biscuit, was it? It was someone else.
No. It was obviously my boy Wally. Shout out Wally. The DJ. What's the DJ's name? Ayo. So it's Ayo and Wally that came. They came on and they done it. Yeah, we done blindfolded penalty that day. And then obviously I had a blindfold on, and obviously I was doing extra stuff, like I was gonna hit top bin, so I was moving like I was gonna hit top bin, so I was so confident that this is going to top bin. So obviously my run up came, missed the ball completely, and then obviously, but because I've put so much vim into it, I've missed it and I've dropped on the floor. Obviously, then you see stuff about like stuff like that. So the reason why Baytees sends the challenges, we've done so well because it's very authentic. It was one take. So imagine I've done that now,
Yeah. You know what?
Things are just happening.
Yeah, so true. Like, Baytees were so authentic. Yeah.
That's
what makes it pop, bro.
Yeah, for real. Authentic, like, obviously, a lot of people like to, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Like, dress it up in it.
Yeah, dress it up. There's another word when you, like, you set something up.
I know the word you're looking for.
Gosh. It's like.
You stage it.
Yes.
Stage. Yeah.
Like, a lot of people like to do stage stuff,
Yeah.
So obviously that's happened. So now some boys jumped on top of me. Then someone threw the ball and the ball's hit the player, the guy in the face. So bad things were just happening during that moment.
Yeah.
So it just made it very organic, very like funny. And then, so that was something that really took Baytees in terms of viral clips. There's also another clip of Meher. We done the Thierry Henry thing. Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Oh, something. Dennis Bergkamp. So basically, the challenge was you have to do like two touches, but he ended up doing like five touches.
Yeah.
But because the ball was sitting in the air, it was like, hey, and he whacked it and he went in.
Yeah.
Obviously, now we all rushed to him as well. So that was another viral clip. We've actually got a few.
Bro, you got better moments.
A few decent, but I think the ones that stood out was obviously the blindfolded one that really took us. It was like, oh, right, who are these guys?
Yeah.
So I'm from East London, and that kind of really took us. And then when that took us to a point where now people are watching us. Mm. So now we have, it's weird. It's like you have a duty to the consumers to carry on doing content. It's like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, you got my eye.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you need You've to keep me. Yeah, now you need to keep me. So that was, I wouldn't say it was hard, but obviously people now had to start being more committed, making sure that we're doing shoots and stuff, like that. So,
what was that transition like, then, bro? Because like you guys must have realized that, and then did you just go like, all right, lads, like now we need to start not planning stuff, but like thinking of ideas and obviously, I know you guys had the team on Sundays, but obviously the challenges was a big deal for Baitees as well. Because that like when I saw those challenges on like social, I knew it was you, man. Do you know what I mean?
And with
the songs and the dancing and stuff. Do you know what I mean? Did you guys not plan the songs, but did you plan? Start planning like shoots and different challenges and shit.
Yeah, we had to start planning shoots. So we'll be like, we're planning, looking to shoot like on Monday. What's the availability? Blah blah blah. Everyone be like, yeah.
Bro, okay, people getting serious with that.
You know, we had to because obviously, like I said, like we've now captured the consumers as like, yo, okay. Now we need to start dropping stuff so that they can. So like, it's like you're feeding them.
Yeah.
They need to be fed. They're hungry.
Yeah.
So literally. Yeah, it got to a point like we started to plan our shoots. Be like, okay, we're doing this. As I know, got any ideas, and we'll come up with the ideas and be like, okay, yeah, we should do 5 shots or we should do this. Then it got to a point where artists started reaching out to us, and then we started reaching out to artists, and the artists wanted to be on the show as well.
Yeah.
So that helped us as well. And in terms of like other brands being like, oh, how did you guys get him to open up? Like, I was like, okay, you know what, we want to work with you.
I think that when the brands clock, the interconnectivity of London, then they go, oh, okay, there's an opportunity here.
Because they're thinking, wait, how did you get him? okay, you know what? We're gonna work with you.
So we can get to him.
That was nice to see, man. There's a lot of people that we've met. Like I was telling one of my guys, like, there's so many people that I've watched, grew up watching, and then now like I see them like, yo, like they'll be like, yo, Jengi, be like, oh.
Yeah, man.
Like number one is bro, I can't lie, it will be, bro. Shout out Alex, it will be, but it will be like I've done content with him as well, but like it will be someone I've watched, I'm like, rah.
Yeah.
And now, if he sees me, be like, "Yo, Jengi," like he knows. I'm thinking, right? He knows who I am. Like, that's crazy. So
familiar face, innit?
Yeah. So stuff like that is always nice, man. Always nice.
Yeah, that's cold. Is there anyone else, bro, that you were like that you kind of work with? You've been like, okay, cool. This is a cool guy to work with. Because I know Wobi's a very nice guy.
Now Wobi's very, very calm, man.
And I feel like as well, being an Arsenal fan, I know. I feel like he's like a younger man. But it's like he still went on play for the club.
Exactly.
Came through the academy and stuff like that.
Even though there was a lot of talk about Okocha's nephew, is he gonna live up to the hype? And, you know, stuff like that. There's a lot of pressure on him, but he held his own.
He's playing really well at Fulham as well.
Yeah, exactly. Fulham.
One of those players, cool. I think once he settled and he like refound his identity.
Yeah.
And just like started focusing on what made him happy. I feel like his form just went through the roof, bro.
Through the roof. Like baller. And I'm not just saying that because I know him, but he's actually a baller.
I've actually always been like, whenever the man who used to talk about Wobi back in the day, I was like, nah, like I always rated him. But I just feel like it's not just him, it's a lot of them Arsenal boys that like, because you're at Arsenal and then you play first team at Arsenal, like you're at Arsenal, innit?
You're at
one of the big clubs in the country.
For real.
So you want to try and stay up there, but obviously, bro, it's not as easy as just, oh yeah, I was here in the academy.
Yeah, exactly, you know what I mean?
So give me the pass. Them man are going for the big things, fam.
I'm trying to think. Who is like, you know what? Who did we work with? This might be a very weird one to say, but I remember we done something with Suspect one time.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Suspect. Trust me. How does that song even go again?
I'm gonna get a white boy wasted.
Yes.
I am driving this day.
No, that's Ambush.
That's Ambush. Oh my god.
Yeah, Ambush. Suspect.
Stepped in.
Balling. Thinking about this. Yeah. Don't touch me, bro. Suspect.
My UK rappers mixed up. My bad.
Suspect was just dropping gems. I remember. I know that's when it was kind of new. We done like an interview with him, and it was kind of cold because obviously we see this person, I was like, yo, like he's a road man, he's this. Yeah. But when we spoke to him, calm. I was like, oh damn, he's actually a calm guy. But yeah, that one kind of stood out.
Yeah, I love that, man. Love the content game, man. It's not easy though, is it, bro?
No, it's not.
It's not easy, man. Anything, bro? We were just talking just before. I feel like this is a good side mission, bro. Anything like in regards to bro and like. What were the challenges in terms of creating the Sunday League content, because I know, like, obviously I'm an editor myself, I know how long it is to, and then you got to mark the goals, and then you got the people like filming it and stuff. How much of a challenge was that at the start?
Yeah, like shout out to Laird, my boy, man. Obviously he was our editor at the time, and obviously he used to work. He had like a group of people as well.
Do you guys had like a squad of
a squad, obviously. And like, bro, it's not easy, man.
It's not,
like, you record Sunday, then you got to get the video out by next Sunday.
Yeah.
Then after, you got another video coming, then you need to edit that. Then you got challenges on top of that.
Yeah.
Then to come out maybe during the week.
And I think the thing that makes it hard, bro, is like these, no one's full time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, people
still got lives and jobs,
exactly,
and
for real.
And no, they still got to work around.
Everyone's still doing like what they were doing. And so I think it got to a point where, I can't remember who it was. I think some were like, because there was a time we partnered up with a company, and I think some of the guys ended up like working for that company so that they can be able to do it full time.
Bro, so a company came in to like hire you guys to work on your own stuff.
Yeah.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, trust me.
No, that means they're investing in you then.
Yeah, they're investing now. They were with, do you remember Things team, though? It was Slash Football. Shout out Slash Football. Football. They were with, is it Manny? I think it was Manny's team as well. They were with Manny as well.
But under the radar on them, man. That Manny.
FIFA Manny. So they had those two teams. And then, so they kind of like hired like the video editors and stuff. So they were also doing video editing for them, but they're also working on BT. So that gave them time to like proper wholeness, like, Monday, 9 to whatever, I'm doing this and then that.
Yeah, because I remember like specifically watching Baitis and being like, I feel like, well, now it's interesting you say that, because I watched Baitis and I was like, the thing that I thought was like super valuable, what you guys done, was the production values.
Yeah, production,
like the cameras and like the graphics were clean and like the edits were clean and stuff.
Yeah,
whereas like some of the other teams on YouTube was still a bit more like fucking raggedy, right? Do you know what I mean?
Raggedy Ravens.
Yeah. It was just a bit more raw, clean. I guess. But Baitis, the one that I always just say that when we're talking about like Baitis and FC Dons, like the graphics and stuff on Baitis is just a lot cleaner, man.
Yeah,
and the edits
are
just a lot cleaner. But yeah, so well, that makes sense now. Bro.
Yeah.
Crazy, man. Well, big up BTs, bro. I love that little side quest we've just gone.
Trust me, a little side quest. Yeah, content creation, man.
Shout out content creation. If you're a content creator, shout out you, man. It's not easy, bro. But
keep going, man.
You know, keep doing the things that you love, my dog. Yeah. But yeah, I was going to tell you, Joe, I went where I once upon a time.
Yes, tell me. Yes, you said 2013.
I nearly forgot about that. But yeah, bro, do you remember the Drake album, yeah?
Which one?
Nothing Was the Same.
Is that the one when it was he's got like an afro comb?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me show you. I'm gonna Google it right now.
Wait, you're still there?
Yeah, fam.
I'll be
on Google.
Viral, yeah, nah.
Bro, I was viral.
Damn.
And you know how you said like you had a moment where you didn't like capitalize on it?
Yeah.
I had a moment too. Where is it, fam?
Oh, so you went on socials like that?
I was on Twitter, but like I
wasn't
on Twitter.
Anything else?
Yeah. I was on Twitter, but I wasn't like fucking.
Yeah, because like, them times I wasn't even on Insta. I didn't have Snap. I think I just about had Twitter.
Right, I'm gonna show Facebook. You afterwards. But bro, it's one of those things, yeah, where I was on my phone and I took this picture of me on my laptop.
Yeah.
And then I was playing football and then I went to check my phone and my phone was fucking going mad. It was going
bad
notifications, bro. Got like 10,000 likes, like 8,000 retweets. I was like, what the hell was going on? Bro, and literally within like the first 3 hours, I was like, right, this is crazy. So that's a crazy feeling, man. But I'll show you after, because right now it's embarrassing. I can't show you.
Yeah, for real. You can't even find it.
Yeah, I can't find it, mate. But all right then, bro. Let's get into the football. Talking about things that would have went viral. I'll tell you what would have went viral this week, mate. Tottenham versus Man City.
Hey, listen. Spanking.
Spanking. Absolute spanking. Manchester City, obviously, they've been in a bit of a rut, man. Let's not lie.
Yeah,
first time ever, by the way, in Pep Guardiola's career that he's lost 5 games in a row. Never lost 5 games in a row.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
Fam, yeah.
Take it back now, yeah. Lost it this time.
Slide to the left.
Take it back.
Crisscross. Was everybody
wait, they've lost 5 times in a row.
5 times in a row, bro. First time in Pep Guardiola's career that he's lost 5 matches in a row.
No.
Those matches being, obviously, now 4-0 to Tottenham.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Tottenham's like a bogey team for them, innit?
Yeah, 4-1.
They always manage to lose to Tottenham.
Yeah, bro. I don't know why that is. I think maybe it's just...
You know when they lose to Tottenham? It's not like a 1-0.
It's always a mad thing,
yeah,
isn't
it? It's always like 2-0 or 3-0 or something. Or 3-2.
They've lost in this 5-game run. They've lost to Tottenham twice.
Have they?
Yeah, because they lost to Tottenham in the Carabao Cup. The Carabao Cup. They lost to them 2-1. And then they lost to Bournemouth. And then they lost to Sporting. Then they lost to Brighton. And then they've just lost to Tottenham.
Yeah, that Sporting and Brighton, that week there was...
That was a long week for Pep Guardiola, wasn't it? But yeah, so obviously it's an unwanted record, man. But Manchester City, bro.
I don't know. Do you think the Rodri effect has a playing a part? Man.
Yeah, I think so, bro. I think one thing. Obviously, you're gonna miss Rodri, innit? Like he's Ballon d'Or winner. He's probably the best player in the world in his position.
Yeah.
But I just think as a whole, like the way he's kind of. I don't know if it's like messed up the flow of this team or it's had a psychological blow on this team. But Gundogan's come back and he's not really quite looked the same.
Yeah, the same. I was going to say, because even without Rodri before, like, Man City was still holding their own.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So obviously they had Kovacic there. Kovacic didn't play yesterday. He was out injured. And then they had Bernardo Silva and Rico Lewis in the midfield. And it's just, I don't know, it just doesn't look like they have that kind of protection, quite protection. They seem so open.
Missing something.
Yeah, and I feel like obviously what Rodri used to offer was, I know it's obviously the dark arts and stuff. But he used to offer that, like, he'll trip a man up, he'll break up a play, he'll settle a break, do you know what I mean? And I feel like they just haven't quite got that production, protection at the moment.
I'm not saying they're putting a lot of pressure on KDB, but obviously now they're thinking, okay, Roger's not there, okay, KDB, it's just you now.
Well, bro, he only came on in the 74th minute yesterday. He's still coming back from an injury
so
himself.
Man City's in a bad patch right now.
They're in a bad patch, man. A lot of the talk was saying obviously Haaland had his chances yesterday. I think he should have scored at least one of those chances.
Haaland was moving greedy.
Yeah.
A lot of the chances I saw, he could have squared it. He said, nah, I'm trying to score.
Yeah.
And I think it's been how many games? When I saw the stats, I think they said seven games, two goals. Last seven games, two goals. I think I remember seeing it on Twitter or something.
I feel like a lot of people are saying, isn't it? Ever since he had that little pop out.
Arteta. He said, be humble, eh?
Yeah.
Hey, what? Arteta hollered at the who? What am I even trying to say? The people that do black magic.
he banged Judge, yeah?
Yeah, he must have banged Judge.
He banged Judge on a man like Haaland.
Yeah, he's talking about me. Okay, don't worry.
Yeah, he said, okay,
it's going to be
this?
The last time you score.
Man said, what's this? Well, yeah, bro, look, let me go to his matches. You're right. He hasn't scored since that game, I don't think. So just let me look at it. Yeah, he didn't even score against Sport Lisbon. Obviously, he missed the penalty against Sport.
Last game
he scored was against Southampton, bro.
Damn.
Yeah, so he's gone on a bit of a barren spell himself.
Yeah. So I think he's just trying to call out as a striker. Yeah, goal drought. I'm not gonna lie, bro. Is a mind. It messes with your mind too much.
Like, especially as a striker of his level as well.
Because you lose confidence in yourself to score. Like you'll be in front of goal. You want to shoot, you'd be like, oh, nah, I need to shoot like this. Let me maybe put it to the left a bit more. Okay, now I can shoot. But when you do that, chance gone.
Yeah. So you're like double, triple checking yourself.
Yeah. Like you're not confident that, let me just shoot. Like if I score, I score. You're like, nah, I need to make sure that when I shoot, it's going to go on target.
There's no credit in the bank at the moment, is there?
That's a real thing, man. That goal drop.
Yeah, and let's talk about Man City as a whole in terms of their attacking threat. Obviously, Phil Foden's been a bit quiet this season. Phil Foden, man.
I don't want to be seeing Foden, Saka and Palmer. Just Saka and Palmer, that's it.
I think he's
cooking.
Yeah, he will get onto Arsenal, but Phil Foden, man, I think something's got to be said about it, like his start of the season. I know like they say that teams go through cycles they've got to a point where now obviously with the court cases are starting to ramp up and stuff. I'm not saying that's an excuse for the man.
Niggas in trouble.
But I'm just saying, innit, like I don't know. It just seems like there's a bad vibe going through the club at the moment. And there's a lot of injuries.
Yeah, you're right. You know,
there's
a little shift.
Yeah, I know Pep Guardiola just re-signed a deal, but like I feel like that was like to try and boost the mood and lift the mood because they're in a bit of a rut.
That contract was lingering.
Yeah, exactly, bro.
They didn't know if he's going to stay. Does he want a challenge?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Phil Foden's not having a great season thus far. And one point that was made yesterday is they don't really have a replacement for Haaland, or they don't currently have like much of a plan B.
It's true.
And obviously they let Julian Alvarez go. Do you think that was a mistake, bro? No, what you think about it?
Yeah, man. Because Alvarez, baller. Like you said, it was a different option, different alternative to Haaland as well.
And I do think maybe they could have done with that. Do you know what I mean?
Cause definitely, yeah. In those five games, definitely.
Yeah, 100%, bro. So I'm looking at the bench now. Obviously, people who came off the bench were Jack Grealish and Kevin De Bruyne. But, you know, sometimes you just want a different attacker. Someone that will come and give you something different. Do you know what I mean? Alvarez would have dropped in a bit more and linked up the play and then maybe got the wide players involved a bit more. But obviously, we know what Haaland's thing is.
Yeah, exactly.
Get but me on the end of a chance, mate. Exactly. Do you know what I mean?
It's hard, though. I think maybe it was hard to manage because it's like, obviously, Haaland's the number one striker. Then you got Alvarez. That's banging as well. So it's like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Are we going to stay with both of them? Are we going to focus on Haaland and then build around him? Or?
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. They still should have found a way to keep him. Maybe offer him more money or something. Yeah. Or
kept or replaced him at least with something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just to have the option. But they're sitting there. I guess they've done it before without no mad thing. But let's talk about Tottenham, bro. Obviously, Tottenham, the most weirdest team. The absolute most Spursy team.
Weird team.
Very weird team. Because how can they lose 2 on the bounce to Galatasaray and to Ipswich at home? And you'd be like, bloody hell, mate.
Andy, exactly.
Mate, it's not going well. Mate. It's not going well for you, Andy, isn't it, mate?
I swear, I can't do that accent. And every time I try, I actually can't. So, kudos to you, man.
Fam, you've got to try just got to channel your
inner Australian.
What's his name? Steve Irwin, fam.
Steve Irwin.
Come on, mate. It's not gonna change, mate. But, bro, they lost 2-1 to Ipswich before the international break here. Mm. Big up, Ips. And then they go to Man City and they win 4-0.
That's away.
Away from home.
What?
And there was question marks over Mr. James Maddison.
Yes, there's a lot of...
There was. I remember we were talking about it a couple of weeks ago, but James Maddison, he came back on his 28th birthday, 9.2, 2 goals, bro.
What, 9.2 rating?
9.2 Damn. Rating on SofaScore, bro. Man said, you cooked yesterday.
Yeah, no, kind of like, he cooked, his second goal.
The second goal was delightful, wasn't it? I mean, the first goal was a good goal.
Yeah, right. The first goal was actually a good goal as well.
But the second goal with a reverse pass from Mr. Heung-min Son.
Baller as well. That guy's a baller, man.
Yeah, he's an absolute baller.
You think he'll stay another season, Son?
Heung-min Son, let me see how long is left on his contract, actually.
Because I'm not kind of like, once he goes, Tottenham. I don't know. Because, you know, obviously they had Kane and Son.
Contract till next year. Ooh, his contract's up.
Is it?
Yeah, in the summer.
Could you see him leaving?
He's 32, though.
Yeah, he's leaving, bro. I think he might go abroad. Like America.
You think he's there? He's not there yet, is he, man? He's not America yet, is he?
Actually, not America, though. Not America, but like, I don't know. I could
like a Atletico or something.
Actually, I lied. I think he's gonna stay. I'm chatting. I actually think he'll stay. I think he might sign like a 2-year.
32 though, man, and his powers are diminishing a little bit, aren't they?
You think so?
They are a little bit, man. Yeah. Like nine games in the Premier season, only 3 goals. How many assists has he got this season? 4 assists. So, okay, it's not too bad.
Yeah, the assists makes up for it, innit?
Yeah, but I just feel like he's not been as dynamic as he once was. I feel like once upon a time, when you talked about Heung-min Son, you'd be like, bruv, like, don't let him run at you. He'll beat you. And I feel like I've seen him so many times, like, square up a defender and just be like,
nah. That guy cost, was it last season he cost us?
Yeah, he did, man.
Goal, if he had scored,
you guys could have been sitting here.
But then again, we can't be relying on other teams.
You got to do your job. You got to do your job, man.
Is that Liverpool's day right now? Yeah,
We'll
I can't even lie. Liverpool,
we'll get on to us, bro. We're cooking right now. I don't know.
No, you are. Jugging.
Yeah, we are. We are playing all right still. Another player, quickly, before we move on, I want to mention is Kulusevski as well.
Oh, yeah, we was talking about him. Yeah, baller.
Yeah, he's a baller, bro.
That's a steal. I'm sure they didn't pay a lot for him.
No, I don't think they did. Let me see.
It might be like a 40 M's move.
No, how much was it, man? I want to say. Baller. 26 million, apparently.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's a steal, man.
Yeah.
Still, he's a baller. Like,
how old
problem.
Is he as well? 24 years old, bro.
Like, he's 24.
24 years old.
Where's he from again? Is it
Sweden?
He's Swedish.
Swedish. But it's one of those that doesn't sound like he's Swedish, isn't
it? I was about to say Polish.
Yeah.
I thought he played for Poland or something.
That's a Kulusevski, isn't it? That's why it's got one of those. You know, if you do the Wikipedia, it's going to be like born to
Bosnian parents or something.
But raised in Sweden. Yeah, so big up there, Dejan Kulusevski. Tottenham, man. I'd hate to be a Tottenham
inconsistent.
Fan.
Could you say consistent? No, inconsistent.
Consistently inconsistent.
Consistently inconsistent. Yeah, for real.
Big up Spurs, man.
They're a decent team, though. They're not too bad.
Yeah. They've got some
decent players.
It's just one of those, bro. It's just if Ange can get like some consistency and some rhythm from them.
I can't lie. The way they player and the way they set up, they could potentially be a problem.
Yeah, but bro, if you look at like their look at their form, like it's up down.
Yeah,
up,
that's
up,
the
down,
thing.
Up down down up, and down. Then it's like it's mad, bro. Like they literally that the only thing they lack is consistency, because when they play well, they play really well. Clearly,
yeah, they do,
because they absolutely slapped Tottenham. Man City.
Man City.
And that's the thing.
Away is.
You want to talk about missing Rodri, bro? That counter attack every time. Tottenham looked like they were going to counter. They looked so dangerous.
Look, they were going to score.
They actually did look like they were going to score.
And they'll make him, like some of the goals, I think two of the goals, I think there was a mistake from Grealish.
And then Jack Grealish?
Yeah, then there was a mistake from, I can't remember who it was, but someone else made a mistake as well. I'm just like, rah.
Oh no, Charles is at the door. What do we do?
Oh gosh.
Oh what my we God. Day? We're recording currently, Charles.
Shall I go again?
Should we do it?
Shall I go again, yeah?
Yeah, I'll do it, bro.
Cool. Okay, cool. Yes, I listen quickly, yeah. You guys, you guys that are watching. Oh my gosh! Yeah, you guys that are watching. Yeah, big up, big up, big up. Obviously, man's live on the TikTok as well. Oh my gosh! Yeah, quickly, guys. Yeah. In the Prem, what are we saying about a prime Salah? I know you guys have heard this one before. Yeah, we're bringing it back. A prime Salah, prime Hazard, and prime Alexis Sanchez. Who are you taking for your team and why? So let's say you had to pick one, yeah? Or should we do a start sub bench? Yeah, let's do a start sub bench first. Who are we starting, who are we subbing, and who are we benching? You got prime Salah, prime Hazard, and prime Alexis Sanchez. Now for me, I'm not gonna lie, I'm probably gonna start prime. Ooh, it might have to be Salah, you know. Maybe I'm being, because obviously I've just seen Salah do a madness today, so maybe he's stuck in my head, but it's got to be a Salah, I can't lie. I'm saying a prime Salah, starting sub. We're saying sub will probably be Hazard. Oh, I don't know. It's
more
tough.
Salah!
Yeah, but yeah, we're back now, man. But yeah, basically, I was just saying prime Salah, prime Hazard, prime Alexis Sanchez.
Prime Salah, man.
Who's... Oh, you so you start
Prime Mo Salah. Oh,
start sub bench.
Oh, start sub. Oh, wow. Yeah. Start. Sub.
But okay, so
start sub sell.
Okay, yeah. Okay, cool. Start sub sell. Yeah, cool.
Oh,
so but out of those three, you said that you would take a Salah or Prime Salah.
Start Salah, man.
Okay, cool. He's gonna be sub.
Bench or Prime Alexis or Prime.
Yeah, Hazard.
Oh,
it's tough because Hazard gets the team ticking, you know what I'm saying? Everything
yeah,
like
yeah.
that.
Hazard, fam.
He can score, he can assist. Sanchez as well. Sanchez
can do that as well.
He can do that as well.
He proved it at Barcelona and Arsenal.
So it's just. I would argue that.
Some people wouldn't argue that, you know. What? I actually feel like some people would be like, nah, this is easy. But I don't think it's that easy.
Nah, it's not.
I'm going to. Prime.
Yeah, prime. Ooh. Everyone's at their prime. What are you saying?
Start Salah. Bench.
Is the bench one that's the issue, isn't it?
Start Salah bench.
Is the bench one that's like
bench Hazard, sell
and
Alexis.
Sell Alexis.
Yeah,
I'm actually not mad at that. Still, I think it can either be other way. Like yeah. can have a
it could have gone either way, yeah. innit? But I feel like that Alexis Sanchez era when he was at Arsenal when he was cooking, he was world class, man. He was a definition. He was world class.
No, he was.
That day.
I was doing scoop chips.
Oh, my day. Do you remember that? Oh, my day. Yeah, it must have scoop chips.
Scoop chips.
Yeah, that was out of order still. Sit there. Are they going to win the league, man? Are they still in the title race, Youngie?
Yeah, just about. Just about, yeah. Yes, Charles.
We saying, do you want to grab a mic? Yeah, go do it, mate.
Yeah, just about, man.
Oh, is there one? Oh. Okay, cool. So no more. We'll scoot up, make some move for him.
Yeah, I think they're still in the title. I mean,
they're still in the title race, man. You can't write them off.
Yeah, you can't write them off.
I know they're only eight points behind Liverpool, but bro.
And they've got a long way.
Yeah, they have.
Oh my right, wait, okay. I've got a table up. Are you getting that now?
Yes.
So wait, so who's second at the moment?
Second is currently Manchester City on 23 points.
Damn, then Chelsea,
then Arsenal.
How many points Arsenal?
Arsenal and Chelsea and Brighton all on 22 points.
No, I mean, sorry, from Liverpool, sorry.
So like 10 points, they're 9 points from us.
9 points.
So that means we've got...
And Man City's eight.
Yeah.
Bro, Liverpool, yeah, kind of, you guys are in a very wonderful position.
Yeah.
Like, you can afford to drop points in three games and you still be okay.
Yeah, I've manifested it, bro. I've manifested it.
Yeah, we could drop... Points
in three games.
Listen, don't do that. We might not be there, bro. But it's looking very promising for us, I can't lie. Jengi, let's go on to your team, bro.
Arsenal
3-0, coming back after the international break. I feel like you needed this one, bro.
Yeah, I think it was a solid performance from everyone.
Nah, it was.
Another standout performance from Saka.
Great
Good
goal.
To have Saka and Odegaard, man.
What a goal.
Yeah, what a goal, can't lie.
And you say, like, it's nice to have Saka and Odegaard.
Yes.
I feel like... Like, the way they linked for the first goal was a fucking testament.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can just see the fluidity between Saka and Odegaard.
Yeah, facts.
They were like, the way they were linking up and playing with it. Oh, bro, it was nice to see, man.
Yeah,
it's good to see the way Arsenal play. You know when a player comes back and then you can see the shift?
Yeah.
The energy.
Yeah, that's exactly what Charles was saying, man. Let me see if we can plug Charles in, mate. All right, girls. But I said girls. All right.
Fuck yeah.
See where your head's at.
Who you talking to, Bob?
Fucking. All right, we won't go there. I'm with you, though. Jengi was saying about how it was nice to have Odegaard back. Nice feeling, right?
He's the glue, man.
He's the guy.
He's the glue. He's our best player, bro. And, you know, you can kind of see, you kind of saw little signs of it against Chelsea last week where it's like, okay, the football, like, the result weren't there. But the football was better.
It's a bit nicer, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then we play at home, Forest today, and you think, oh, Forest, like, defensively, they've been good. They've been on a bit of a mad thing this season. You see the football that we was playing, it gave us vibes of last year, the year before, where we was playing that kind of football at times, innit?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm happy with it, man. I'm happy with it. The boy's back. The captain is back, bro.
Me and Jiggy were sitting there.
Not injured.
What we said in the office, we were watching it. It was Timmy.
Oh, yeah, Timmy. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Chuckle Brothers stuff.
Yeah, it was.
Chuckle Brothers.
It was actually really good. And then, obviously, Thomas Partey gets the second goal.
Like, oh, yeah, with the
aff finish.
They were shooting like one aff.
Shooting like a real uncle.
You know, the funny thing real is, uncle. Was about maybe like 5 minutes after that, had a similar situation where he got rolled the ball at the edge of the box again. Obviously, there was a player, the sub came on, whoever the sub was that played right mid for Nottingham Forest, he came on and closing down straight up, straight in, but Partey went for the shot again. rugby conversion, bro. Someone in the crowd went like two, three rows in front of me. Someone in the crowd went, "That's the Thomas Partey we know."
That's rude.
That's crazy.
That's actually so
I said,
bad.
"That's the Partey we know." I was like,
Thomas
"Yo,
Thomas Partey shooting like Alex Song."
Yeah,
Alex Song could not shoot.
And then, he could not shoot everything but shooting it,
bro. He could do everything,
pass, tackle, everything.
Oh man. And then obviously, bro, towards the end of the game, 80th minute or 82nd minute, I feel like Master and Apprentice come on, Raheem Sterling and Nwaneri come on.
Nwaneri, sweetie. Hey, what you done to it?
I saw the step over.
Hey.
And then the shot.
Yeah, the shot.
Deleted, man, straight away with the step over. Delete.
Yeah, I said it.
Deleted, man.
That was naughty.
Not even delete, erased.
Firm. You know, like, I was saying to Bobby, we'll talk about Nwaneri, but I want to talk about Sterling quickly because I was saying to Bobby on radio, like, I need something like that from him. I don't need him to be superstar like he was at Man City. Like, clearly he's not going to be at that level again.
Yeah.
But I just need him to contribute and just do some good things here and there, innit? If we get that for the rest of the loan period that he has for us, I'll take it, man. I'll be happy with it.
Do you know what he could be? He could be like, remember when Michael Owen joined Man United and he scored that goal against City and that's all he done.
Bro, every night
that's all he done,
fam.
But he won in the league.
Honestly, if yeah, in an ideal world, if we talk about Nwaneri now, if he goes to kick on and be the player that he's teasing or that we think he might be, that's because Sterling started him off with his first goal there in the Prem, setting him up there. So if that's Sterling's one and only contribution,
his role, yeah, for real,
no,
take that, man.
And
remember me, yeah.
You know them words.
Remember me when you make it, dog. The one thing I do like about this Nwaneri is he's left footed as well. I love a left-footed player.
It looks better, innit?
Yeah, left-footed 10 as well.
Why is it like that, though? Everyone likes left-footed players.
I don't know. It's just...
They're using a different part of their brains.
Yeah. The technique just seems... I don't know. It just seems more, like, artistic.
Yeah, like it seems...
I don't know why.
Come like they take care of it more. Because they're left-footed.
Yeah.
That's how it feels sometimes. I don't know.
How did it feel, lads? Good game to bounce back from?
Yeah, it was good, man. Yeah. One thing I didn't mention was at the start, it was quite funny the panic at the start when everybody looked at the starting lineup and went, oh my God, Jesus. Oh my God, Jorginho. Oh my, if we lose this game, my God. Like, there was a lot of that at the start of the game.
So they stopped trusting the process, have
they?
And
then 10 minutes into it, it's like, all right, cool. Like what was we worried about? What was the problem? All Saka needed to do was put that first one in the top corner and everybody just chilled out.
That was a great goal.
But it's a little bit like you were saying, Bob. It's like, we really don't trust Arteta. I feel like a lot of our fans really don't trust him. I don't know if it's PTSD. Mm. I don't know if it's Arsenal fans just being too reactionary as is, but I don't know. Like, it was just like, yo, there was a lot of crying and there was a lot of worry and panic over nothing. We're better than Nottingham Forest and we should go out there and show it, especially at home.
No, it's true. Big up Arteta, man. I mean, you guys, that's a big win for you. Big up Saka as well. Quick word on Saka. Very good, isn't he?
Class.
Very good.
Class very, player, very man. Good, isn't Class, he? Man. That brings you, obviously, level 1 points with Chelsea and Brighton. Obviously, only 1 point now behind City. Man, the title race, me and Jengi just spoke about it. Arsenal, still very much in it, right?
Yeah, it's a free horse race.
Yeah. Don't see Chelsea or Brighton.
Nah, Chelsea are having a good season, but it's like Aston Villa last year. Like, okay, you're having a good season. You know what I mean? Like, you're having a good season. Just enjoy having a good season.
Yeah.
Maybe next year. Do you know what I mean?
No, that would be a funny, but just enjoy it.
Yeah. Because, fam, they've been finishing, what, eighth and all of these players. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, they finished sixth last year. Where they finished the year before? Like, eighth or something like that.
Yeah, just enjoy
being a good
just
team
enjoy
again. When you come back next year, if you're still there next season, the season after, then I can say, all right, cool, Chelsea are cooking. Like, they're really on to something. But it's a bit too early now to be like, yo, coming from nowhere, all of a sudden you man are in a title charge. Like, I think you got to pay respect to Arsenal, Liverpool, to City.
Mm. Pay respect to the establishment.
But you see with football though, yeah, that's the beautiful game of football. There's a lot to say. Like, obviously, like you're saying with the Chelsea thing, but then they could keep that form until the end of the season, and then wait, Chelsea are second.
That's facts. Yeah, remember that year they finished what? Where did they finish? They finished like 10th or something stupid Won the league the next year.
Yeah.
It's like football's so weird. Like, obviously, as much as we try to predict it, some things.
It's the beauty of the beauty.
Fam, I predicted Liverpool 3-0 today, and you lot made a meal of it. Jesus.
Yes, we did.
Where's he put a bet as well?
We did.
He's thinking about it.
I didn't, but I was like, yo, Southampton, it's not even
today.
A problem for Liverpool. Like, they're going to brush them.
Today.
And then I'm looking at the score while I'm at the thing in Strand. I'm like, yo.
What's going on?
I saw one of the other Liverpool fans on Twitter. Big up Hass. It's your boy Hass. I started following him. He's a Liverpool fan. And he said, I was watching the game and I kind of shared what he was saying. Mm. Like, I felt what he was saying. He said, like, we kind of turned up thinking, no, we got Real Madrid in the week. And then we got City next week. Let's just put these boys away. We thought, all right, man. Let's go down there. Tuck these boys away.
You didn't face your front.
Yeah.
Face your front.
Face your front.
You didn't face your front. Man.
Exactly, man. So I think...
Well, nearly didn't.
Yeah. Well, we nearly made to pay for it, bro, because Southampton made us work for it, baby. But it's one of those. Suppose like it's on the score sheet. Great goal. Mm. But I don't know. What you say? It was like a FIFA goal.
Yeah, bro. That was like a FIFA goal. Like, the goal... You see when you play FIFA, then you sometimes you get to... Like, you save a shot, then you press X straight away, but you're not knowing that.
You're not set.
Your player's not set.
The momentum.
Bro, he passed it to him and there's four players around him.
Yeah, four players around him. Yeah, it's mad.
The keeper had a bet on.
Yeah.
The keeper.
Bro, the keeper's on some nonsense. You see what happened with Salah's goal? The first
when
one.
When he comes out,
Man,
like Alex McCarthy.
Then you got Salah. You see, I can't lie, bro. Salah, yeah, bro. I have to give it, bro. That goal is a piss take. Man just touched it and then he thought, oh, wait, is it going in? Is it going in? Oh, wait, let me jump. Oh, yeah, it's going in.
He just jumped it in.
Like,
man followed it in, you know.
Yeah, literally, he followed his pass.
He followed his pass into the goal. Southampton made a good game of it, though, man. You've got to give credit where it's due. I feel like they've been doing that to teams, but they just haven't been able to get quite over the line.
Fam, they gave up. They went 1-0 up against us. I think we only beat them 2-1 at home as well.
Yeah.
They think they'll stay?
I can't remember. Were they one of the teams that we said was going to get relegated?
At the start of the season, I said that I thought they'd be safe.
Okay.
And it looked like I'm dead wrong on that. to be honest.
Where are they currently?
I can't remember what team I said. I know.
I think they're bottom.
I think
they're
I said Ipswich.
They are currently bottom, yeah.
Yeah, bro. I thought they were going to be safe still. I thought, like, they played... I must have seen them last year at one point, and I was like, okay, like
they play good
like
football.
Some, yeah, some they like to bop it in it.
Football, maybe they might be able to. And I'm seeing like Joe Aribo, Adam Armstrong. I'm seeing players that have played in the Prem before. Maybe they can cut through, but nope.
I like the look of this Matias Fernandez guy today,
bro. I like the look of that dribbling, you, bro.
Oh yeah, we've been talking about dribbling. Yeah. He's a good player.
He gave us problems last. Last time we played him as well.
What is it? Robertson was just like, come in, pal. And then obviously conceded a pen against him. And I tell you who else was a handful today. Was this fella. The big Nigerian up top, mate.
Niger boy. Yeah.
Big Niger boy up top. Man, what a...
Like, Niger got influx of strikers, you know?
Yeah,
bro. A lot of strikers, man.
Yeah, all right, lads. All right, who's going to do it best, man? Because I don't want to butcher this.
You ain't got that, Bob.
I don't want to get...
On watch you. Even me, yeah, gay. I can't
see.
Yeah, go on, Charles.
It's your turn.
That's a pull on Uatu. On Uatu,
yeah,
I think
it's pull on Uatu.
Pull on Uatu, okay. Say no more. Pull, big up you, fam. I wonder if Pull's actually your real name. I don't think it probably is.
That's Christian name. Christian name, fam.
But he looked like a handful as well.
Nah, he is.
He was giving Verge some headaches. But I just want to say, big up Mo Salah. Like, it's a great goal. It's a great pen as well. That's probably the best pen I've seen him take. Because I know, sometimes, bro.
No, let's not do that. That was not a good pen like that.
Was it not?
The goalkeepers dived the right way.
Yeah, but he put it right in the top bin.
It wasn't really top
power,
bin, man.
Power took it past the keeper. Right?
Yeah, it wasn't really top.
Well, bin, okay, man. From first viewing, it looked like one of the best pens he'd taken. But okay,
it was. You know where it was?
I might be wrong.
Where it was though, it was emphatic. It was like, yo, this the pen to win the game.
Yeah.
I'm going to win the game.
Yeah.
I ain't going to place
that's
it.
Shut off.
I'm going to rush it. I ain't placing it. Nothing. I'm going to put it in the top bin.
Do you know what? You see that pen? Do you know what it reminds me of? Vardy's pens. Remember Vardy's pens?
Yeah. Bro, he's not playing. Yeah, he's not placing
it. Smashing
nothing.
It. I just have to smash it.
Liverpool, man, we're top of the league by 8 points against City.
So, Bob, are you ready to put
nine
that shit?
9 points.
Are you ready to put that shit on, Bob?
Like, do you know what's mad, yeah? I'll tell you something, man. I'll confess my brain today.
Fam, just roll that.
I'll confess my brain today.
Yeah.
I was like, when we were losing, I was like, yes.
Why?
I was like, I told you it's not going to be that simple. And then we came back on one. I thought, okay, cool. Maybe we are in a good spell right now. I'll see. But if we get past this December, I think we're in a healthy position. If we lose
healthy.
Now, it's going to be so peak. This December will be telling because it's going to be back to back to back. And we play City next week as well. And if we beat City next week, then I can really feel a bit more comfortable and start putting my feet under the
Do you think you win that game? I think that might be... I can't lie. You're probably going to win that game.
It's going to be...
City are in a bad place.
Did you hear what Kyle Walker said? He was like, that'll be a great game to bounce back from.
Ooh,
to bounce back against. But at Anfield, if it was at Etihad, I would have said maybe.
Have they beat you Anfield?
I don't think they've beat us in Anfield in a long
but
time.
If they do manage to come out,
then that's it.
I can't lie,
if they beat us next week at Anfield, beware of it. That's what I'm saying.
They're coming on smoke.
Question for everybody.
Go on.
Maybe I might have to answer it myself.
Go on.
Do Liverpool look like champions?
That's why I think it's a little bit forgiving, if I'm honest. I don't think we're playing immaculate football.
Because that I can give you. The position that you're in now, I'd be like, yo, Bob, put that shit on.
Yeah.
But deep down, do Liverpool look like champions?
I don't think so, man.
I don't know if anybody looks like champions right now.
I think we're the best of a bad bunch at the moment.
Yeah, because there's no team that's standing. Go, bro. Yeah, there's no team that's like standing out.
Yeah.
That's like, yo, champions.
I think so too, bro. And I think I'm with you on that, Charles. Because when I think about like Liverpool, that's what I say. When I've been watching us play and some of the stuff we've been getting away with this season, I'm like, rah, okay, at any moment the wheels can fall off this.
Mm.
But obviously we keep grinding out results and I think that might just be experience within the squad. But yeah, man, that's why. And I was thinking this earlier as well. Like, I've seen us be the best team in the world. I've seen us be an amazing team. And I'm telling you, man, we ain't there. Yeah, we are not there.
You're doing something.
Yeah, but it's like, I think that's a great point to make, innit? I don't think we look like champions, but we'll take it. We will take it.
I think it's one of them seasons that a lot of teams are just like having bad form right now.
Yeah, transition.
And then Liverpool are just one of the teams that are managed to pull victories.
Yeah, fam, for real. I think it's interesting as well because interesting to see if Arsenal, if they maybe didn't go through that rocky patch.
Yeah.
This could have been. Does that frustrate you as Arsenal fans? Thinking if you didn't go through this rocky patch and seeing where City are.
I think it's a combination of that rough patch and the fact that we've had we've had tough games to start the season already.
Yeah, it's true.
City, Liverpool, Tottenham, Chelsea, Newcastle, Villa, we've had mad games already, innit?
Yeah.
So maybe it might even itself out, and maybe now that we're getting players back and whatnot, now that we've got Odegaard back, maybe we'll see if we can go on a run.
City,
they're not going to keep losing forever. Apparently, at some point they're going to turn it around and maybe go on a run. And then if that happens from one of them teams or both of them, or maybe Chelsea go on a run, we'll see if Liverpool keep their composure in it.
That's what I'm saying.
That'll be the main thing.
And that is where the cookie will crumble, man. But all right, man, let's go down to Suffolk Town, Ipswich Town versus Manchester United.
Oh, yeah.
Blockbuster of a game, mate. Absolute biggest game of the weekend. Ipswich won, Manchester United won. Ruben Amorim. The error starts with a dull draw, mate. But we were saying earlier, innit, on the weekend, or on the radio, that this is one of those. It either goes absolutely and Man United just smash Ipswich, or it becomes tricky.
Bro, I looked at my phone early doors. What did Rashford score? What, 2 minutes?
2 minutes.
I thought it's going to be a mad one today.
Madness,
Turns out, though, I don't know if you saw the highlights or you saw the game.
Oh, Nana was man of the match.
Oh, Nana was man of the match, bro. Crazy. And I swear, he actually kept them in this game. He actually, because Ipswich, they should have won this game.
I've been saying that Onana's actually been all right this season. Even though Man United have been on nonsense, Onana's actually looked good this season. And yet, bro, this is one of them games. This is one of his best performances of the season. He was really keeping Man United in the game.
He actually did. Obviously, Ruben Amorim, man, he stuck to his guns. He said, look, bro. Man's drawn for the 3-4-3.
Yeah.
Here we go. And he went with it, bro. Should I read the starting 11 for Manchester United? How is it going to look? This is how it looks, man.
Yeah.
Andre Onana at the back. The three at the back were Johnny Evans, Matthijs de Ligt, and Mazwari.
That is a crazy back three.
Mental.
The four across the midfield, if you want to argue the two wide players are wingbacks. Thiago Dallo on the left. Christian Eriksen and Casemiro in the middle. Ahmed Diallo on the right. And then you had the two tens, which was Garnacho and Bruno Fernandes, and up top you had Marcus Rashford. I feel like he hasn't quite got the personnel of players he needs to do
play that
what
formation.
He wants
I guess
to do.
Yeah.
I guess he made it work.
I guess he must be waiting for Yoro to come back.
Yeah.
Probably waiting for Martinez to come back.
Yes.
And then maybe that will strengthen out the back three.
Luke Shaw came on in this game as well.
And Luke Shaw. Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Put down the pies.
I was going to ask, do you guys think Rashford plays better as a nine? Because I see some talk, they were saying Rashford should play as a nine instead of on the wing for Man United.
How old is Rashford, man? Let me ask.
He should be like 28. And that.
27.
Okay.
27. He just turned 27 as well. So
I think he should think about it, you know.
I think he should think about
coming off the wing and maybe playing through the middle.
Mm.
I just don't know if he's got them striker's instincts, I don't know if he's got that
because we've
never really seen that from him. But one thing, he will score goals, you know what I mean? If you put him in certain position, he will just smash it.
He's going to rust it.
God, when that boy's on form, man, what a player.
Maybe he can hit some form. Obviously, that's a bit damning for the likes of Xerxes. For Hoyland, who are actual nines, and now you've got Rashford. I think I heard something about Amorim saying beforehand that he wants Rashford to play in a nine.
So
he come in straight away. You see them two men in training. Say, I don't really strike.
Marcus.
Yeah,
bro. Do you know how mad that is? Yeah. Man's been at the club. Man just can't say I don't like you. Go to the side. Bro, I've been there before you though.
You know he's all having private chats with Rashford on the side. He's got his arm around him.
I can't lie.
Hey, listen, you're my nine, you know.
As a player seeing that, I'm not going to lie, mentally, that does you over, man.
That does, isn't it?
Can you imagine? It's like, Rashford, so the way you to play is like this. You start to think he's coming to Rashford again. Rashford, so you're thinking, bro, you're not going to chat to me.
I'm even seeing Xerxes rumoured to be off in January.
Do you know what's mad? I was just thinking,
loaned off. I've seen rumours still.
If he plays with two tens, maybe that could help Xerxes, because Xerxes did say he was a 9.5. Maybe.
That's
cheeky of a thing to say, but maybe it could help him.
I don't know, man.
It's going to be interesting. I feel like this is going to be like one of those phases in the Prem where a new manager comes in, introduces something new, and we'll see if it sticks, man. And if it sticks,
he's going to need like, he's going to need like two windows, you know.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because I could maybe see, I could maybe try to understand what he's trying to do, but he ain't got the personnel right now. Yeah. He's just telling them, listen, this is what I'm on. I was on it at Sporting Lisbon. Yeah, this is what I'm on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I come in and do this, don't get vexed. I'm doing this.
Right, I understand. And we're gonna see who's coming along for the ride. If I'm preying you in training in the matches and you're not doing it, you're out because I need these next one, two,
the
maybe
PR
three
though,
windows.
The PR for Albert at the moment. Did you see a Fix post? They were talking about him and his boys. They were in town and they were wearing like they weren't wearing shirts, but they were just tracksuit like they were. They can't come like some hoodies.
I don't want to know. I saw the comment.
They were loving it, man. They were loving it.
The PR is crazy for them. I can't even lie.
Yeah, it is, man. Man's wearing the Montclizzy and all them things. Trust Let's me. Talk about Ips, though. Mm-mm.
Shout out to Ipswich.
We're here to stay. Oi, we're here to stay.
You think so?
We're here to stay, man.
Shout out Hutchinson, man. Put that one in the top bin. I know it got a little deflection, but fam, the shot was clean. Yeah. Went top bin, man.
The way he dropped the shoulder.
Shout out Amari, man. Yeah.
Hell of a goal. Big up Amari Hutchinson. We did say at the start of the season, he's the guy that has a bit of magic for them.
Yeah. And Liam Delap is good, you know.
He's good, isn't
he? He's actually
got 6.1
here. Is that the striker?
He's actually a threat.
I like the winger as well.
Smodic.
Yeah,
bro, he scored bare goals for Blackburn, I think, in the Championship.
Yeah, he did. That's where we got him from. He's a good player, man. One player I want to shout out as well. This guy I didn't think would survive in the Premier League, which was Sam Morsy, which is the captain.
I
thought he's a little bit stiff. Didn't have the mobility or the pace. Mm. But no, he's
captain, mate. Leader of men.
Leader of men, man. Leader Bro, go on, pick him up. I didn't think he was going to do it in the Prem, but maybe he is. But there's one guy who came on as well, Connor Chaplin. That's my guy. Number 10, left footed again. He came on and made a difference as well. But Ipswich, man. Bro, we keep playing. We just need to get a couple more wins on the ball, mate.
Yeah.
But the only thing is, man, I'm going to be very honest. I would love Ipswich to stay up, but I am looking at the rest of the man around them. I'm thinking, bro, if they stay up, one of the big boys is going to have to go, you know.
Yeah, word. One He's of down them. There, Everton.
Palace, West Ham.
Wolves.
I can't lie. Wolves are. They have to stay.
They brought Fulham yesterday,
innit? Yeah.
Cunha.
Hard.
Oh my
Let's talk goodness. About that game, man, bro. Oh. Wolves, we've been saying it all year, haven't they? Like Wolves have a great team, but they've had a bit of a tricky start. But bro, they turned it on yesterday.
This is a coming out party for them. Pause.
Yeah.
4-1 away to Fulham, and Fulham have been decent this year as well, bro.
Yeah, Fulham have been good this
year,
bro.
That's a party for Wolves, man.
Yeah. Well, where are Fulham currently in the league? Fulham are 10th in the league.
Good victory for them.
Only on the tails of Villa and like, bro, they're knocking on the door of top four at the moment. Fulham.
Yeah, Fulham aren't too far away still. They put some good results together this year. That's a bit of a shock.
The London
that's a bit
boys,
of a shock
it?
Result this season.
Cunha, by the way, bro.
Cunha's a baller.
Ooh, see the one where he just curled it in the top bin first time.
Which one?
Who was it?
Someone brought it down later.
I remember the one where he brought it down. Oh, no, you're talking about the other guy.
The one where he brought it down was dirty. But the second one, I think somebody won possession, gave it to him, and he just went,
swooped it.
Top corner, first time.
Mateus Cunha.
Is he like that?
Apparently,
he's bringing that Atletico Madrid flavour,
Man, you forget, you remember, was it this season or last season? The first game, I think it was against Man United. Was that this season or last season?
I think
season?
That was last season.
We were cooking, this guy, he's a baller.
Brazilian, 25 years old as well, man. Got a contract
25
with until 2027, so they could get some cash out of him, couldn't they, mate? But yeah,
this is just to go off topic because just from what you said, you remember our Soccer AM?
Great age.
How are you? 18.
Wonderful age. That's a fantastic age.
Oh man, big up Soccer AM.
Hey, you can't do that no more, you know.
That
was cancelled
quickly.
Yeah. That was out of order.
Yo, man, I remember that was one listening to the guy said one. He said, "Fantastic age." I was like, "Nah,
the ad libs are outrageous."
And they do it every single week. What a big
help in a confidence one win does for you.
Mm.
Last time Wolves played, that was their first win of the season, and now look at them, warm,
exactly.
confident.
No, exactly, man. Let me look at the Wolves previous games because you make a
good point. Would they win 2-0?
2-0 against Southampton. They needed that. Drew at Palace, where they're probably a bit disappointed with that. Drew at home.
Because Palace are, bro. Palace.
Drew away at Brighton.
And bare losses.
Bare losses before. Lost to Newcastle, you know what I mean? Brighton, Villa, Liverpool, Brentford, and Manchester City.
So after that first, to be fair, like you said, bro, they just played Newcastle, Brighton, Villa, Liverpool, City. So now you get that first win against Southampton. Now they can kick on. Now Wolves season starts from here.
For real. Big up Wolves. All right, man. Let's go around the rest of the grounds. Chelsea 2-1, man. Chelsea, we were just saying about how they could be, if they could go on a run.
Surprise, man. They could be. Bro, they're looking good. I think they're like a surprise team. I think they're the surprise team.
I think they are as well, you know. I think they're gonna upset a few this year.
Because nobody's really expecting them to be in around it, but they're just there.
Yeah. They might do a Tottenham, or they might do that thing where, like, the surprise package before Christmas, and in February, March, they fizzle out. But right now, one player I want to talk about in particular was Nicholas Jackson, man. What a great goal. Do you see the goal?
You think that was a great goal?
I thought it was a great striker's goal, man. I know it was gifted to him in terms of, like,
He kind of worked for it.
But I like.
I mean, he had to labour for that one. He was fighting the centre back from the halfway line.
That's what I thought was a great goal. And then he dinked it over the player.
The little dink in the finish.
Yeah, the finish.
But it was
nice.
Labour party from the halfway line.
Like Walt Verse.
Was fighting.
Yeah, he's rubbish.
And then looks thick. Walt face. Sideshow Bob. Fuck off.
That looks thick, man.
Oi, listen. Hey, leave him alone. I thought it was a great finish, man. I like Nicholas Jackson. I was mad that Joao Felix actually started this game as well.
Yeah.
I just forget they have one of the...
Bro, they're
one of the what?
He was meant to be one of the most exciting prospects in world football.
Okay, I'm glad you said he was meant to be.
And they just have him just lingering around the squad.
Chelsea got a decent crop of players.
Yeah, they really do.
The Sancho...
Where is that boy?
I did see him at the end of the...
So he came on?
The highlights at the end of the game. I feel like I did see him. Yeah, yeah. I got 5 minutes.
Oh, no, nah, come on, man.
Trash.
That's like, nigga, damn.
Nigga, damn.
Nigga, damn.
Got trash.
What did you do to get here that bad?
Oh, no.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. You will end up in the championship.
Oh, my days. That's poor, man.
Did you see the challenge on from Ndidi?
Yeah, that was dark card still.
Yeah, Cole Palmer. It was naughty. Should have got a red card for that, man. That was
naughty. It was naughty.
Cole
Palmer and Madueke getting away with each other.
Yeah, that's funny, man. Enzo Fernandez, Charles, scored a goal, got a 9 rating according to SofaScore.
What?
Racismo, no doubt. Do you think he's starting to turn the corner?
I don't know. This is probably the first game where he's had a really good game, but he needed that. And Chelsea needed that. So if they get more of that from him, then, yeah, that'll make Chelsea even more of a problem. But I maintain that back five will never win the league.
Yeah, it's true.
That back four and the keeper. The keeper.
Oh.
Did you see Ayew's pen?
Huh?
Ayew's pen?
Ayew wasn't even buff.
Yeah.
He wasn't even buff and he still scored. He's like, oh, you want me to take it? I'll take it. I've got experience.
He really didn't put it. He put it halfway between the keeper and the corner. The keeper should have saved. He's a joke, man.
Like when I saw it, I was telling him, bro, I'm not gonna lie, that's a bad pen, you know.
Yeah, it's a
horrible
pen.
Joke, man.
Bad pen.
It was a very bad
honestly.
Pen. But all right, guys, look, you're right though, Charles. Looking at his back four, Mark Cucurella, Badia Shield, Levi Colwell, Wesley Fofana. Yeah,
impossible.
And Reece James might be their problem as well, you know.
And Reece James is injured again.
Again.
Oh, bro,
captain via furlough.
Bro, he needs. Fella was good, you know. Hey, I can't lie. Fella got me worse, though.
It was comfy.
Hey, what? Getting paid to play Call of Duty.
Comfy.
Safe.
Must have Fella. That is actually mad. Right, Reece James, man. Woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Do you think he should retire?
He should do something.
Do you know what?
He has to think about something.
It's one of them. How old is he?
I want to say 24,
25. 24.
Because it's one of them
ones. He turns 25 in December.
It's one of them ones. It's a Wilshere thing where he retires at 30, 31.
Remember Pato?
Yeah, bro, where he retires in his early 30s. Honestly, the way he's going.
It's not looking good, bro.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see somebody who's that good, like, just never play. Like, I want to see him play. Like, he's Chelsea, like, cool, but you want to see the best players play, especially for England as well. Like,
yeah.
he's only a good advertisement for the Premier League having a player of that quality. So
yeah,
if he's not about, like, it's just disappointing.
Yeah,
it gets to the point where you kind of start feeling sorry for him.
Bro, rightly so, for real.
Is it the same injury he gets all the time?
He's got a hamstring injury, I think, but I'm not sure if that's the recurring one. Yeah. But bro, I feel like he's one of those, isn't it? It's like a car you get from like a second hand. The tire goes, you fix the tire, the light goes. You fix the light, you think the world's gonna go. This goes.
Bro, just take my car.
Yeah. Facts. Just trade it in. Car, do you know what I mean? Just take it to the scrapyard, mate. Give me 50 quid and leave it alone.
50 quid? Bro, for a car?
Bro, I'm talking about the 90s.
Yo. Give me 50 quid won't even get you from here to, I don't even know where.
Newcastle.
Actually won't. All right, man. Let's talk about this to finish off the pod. Charles, by the way, we're just doing a weekly roundup this week, mate, because it was just two, man. So yeah, we're just gonna end the pod like this. Aston Villa versus Crystal Palace, man. Palace. Aston Villa, Villa. They'll be kicking themselves, man, because they went 1-0 down. Ollie Watkins bring it back, and then Palace will go 2-1 up, and then Ross Barkley comes on and scores in the 72nd minute. Jeebus, man.
This is Palace with no Eze, no Nketiah.
Oh, that's true, you know. Yeah.
Aston Villa hitting the first snag of the season, I guess. First snag on the United. Haven't won in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games. Damn. Haven't won since the Champions League game against Bologna.
That started everything, didn't it? That started everything.
It begins.
You think?
You think so?
It begins. Somebody got sacked today, by the way.
Oh, my days. Sacked? Steve Cooper.
Leicester. Yeah. You got sacked, didn't it?
Yeah, I love that.
Panic button. Big panic button.
That is a big panic button. That's great for us, though, because that means if they're going to free fall.
Yeah, but new manager bounce.
Who's going to get as a manager, though? Big Sam. Bring in Big Sam.
Big
that's what I say.
Big Sam.
Alan Kirbishley.
There needs to be a new rotation of managers, you know. Can't be having Big Sam and all these men come
all
back.
These there
needs to be new English some managers
new faces,
coming through,
for real.
Yeah, no, that actually does.
I don't want to see Mick McCarthy back. Or
I do.
Hey.
I can.
Mick McCarthy, you know.
Man, like Mick McCarthy.
Or Tony. Where's Tony Pulis? What's he on these days?
Yeah, that's true. Where is he?
I know, bro. I think he's just on podcast.
Tony, man, shout us, man.
No, but Tony, he was a character, though, man.
Yeah, for real.
Pardew.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of rate Pardew, you know.
I swear.
He's on TalkSport Pardew. Is he?
He's got a show on TalkSport.
I don't care about no manager.
He doesn't care about
managers. What about rotation managers?
What about Moyes? You think David Moyes will take that job? Let's see. Could do, innit? David Moyes.
You actually might have cracked it, you know.
Could be a Moyes thing.
It could be a Moyes thing.
Who's
that's actually a great shot. I think you might have nailed it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think like who's
next
Frank Lampard.
Lampard,
he's got Kov.
Didn't he? I was gonna say Lampard, Coventry, innit?
Kov. Who else is on the rotation? Back then, man, I feel like we named quite a few.
Nathan Jones is at Charlton.
What about Allardyce?
Remember, he was at Southampton, innit?
Big Sam, yeah.
Allardyce.
Harry Redknapp.
Allardyce is a dodgy one. I think Harry's packed it in, man.
Yeah, he definitely has.
He's too old, man. Yeah, he's chilling,
he just
bro.
Loves the horses now, man. Big him up.
Yeah, that guy's.
Was he on the Grand National team? He's on the horses now.
Like a horse racing team. He's away the day, mate. But Aston Villa, man, are they gonna? Bro, I don't know if they're gonna be able to keep. Rather, they're already. Where are they in the league? They are currently eighth in the league, and they are only 3 points behind like Brighton, Arsenal, Chelsea.
I mean, yeah,
but bro, if they're playing with Champions League, bro, that's where they want to stay, innit? Yeah, they've got to keep up.
It's still early doors. It's still very tight, and I think like who's their next run of games? I say that like they fully drew against Palace, and Palace have been awful this year, and they got no Eze, no Nketiah. Like you should Palace be winning, and their yard as well. Like you should be winning that game, man. That's horrible, bro.
Well, each of these teams, Charles, like we were discussing earlier on the radio, they've got in December, it's going to be very busy for them. But next up, they've got Juventus, and then they've got Chelsea away. And then they've got Brentford at home, safe. Southampton at home. So those maybe Brentford at home will be a tricky game. Southampton at home is a game you'd expect them to win.
I think it died still.
But and then, with the camera.
Yeah, I think so.
But all right, guys, we might as well wrap up the pen because we talked about Man United. We talked about all the big teams anyway, mate.
Yeah, too fair.
So, yes, Brentford, Everton, let's end on that one, man. Boring game, really, wasn't it? Who got sent off? Christian Norgaard got sent off. 0-0. Everton, man, bruv.
Yeah,
Everton. Man.
Piss me off, man. I'm not going to lie.
They might have that new stadium in the Championship.
Honestly.
Yeah. They might.
Yeah, you know what? Everton are really boring, you know. Yeah. Get them gone.
And that's funny. Oh. Man said they got the latest facilities, but they're in the Championship.
Get them. How many goals have they got, bro?
Hey,
are they the lowest scorers in the league? Them and Southampton. Southampton scored 9 goals. They've scored 10. Palace have scored 10.
Jesus.
Man United have scored 13.
Wow.
Wow. Man United's goal difference is 0.
Well, Charles, can you do me a favour one sec just so we can wrap this up?
Go ahead.
Can you go to Real Madrid?
Oh, yeah?
Because guess who scored today, mate?
Oh, Mbappé.
Mbappé scored today.
Mbappé time.
Mbappé scored. How many goals is he on?
Hold on, La Liga.
9, 8.
3-0.
You saying 9?
Assist from him. Assist from... Bellingham scored. And Valverde. Oh, I love it. Cooking. Mbappe has got 7 league goals, 1 assist. Fam, they're talking about he's rubbed, bro. 12 games, 7 goals. That's calm.
Yeah, that's not too bad. 1 assist.
That's calm.
Coupe de France.
Coupe de France.
He's got 1 goal in the Champions League. So he's played... Okay, 4 and 12 is 16. So he's played 16 games. 8 goals. And he's really learning a new position.
Mm. Yeah.
The man should take time, bro. Everyone just wants it to be lit now, bro.
Be dangerous.
Yeah. It's what I'm saying. Just take time with the leg click.
Take time. Oh, see, now that should have been on the camera.
They got a goal. They got a game in hand. Bro, all of a sudden, they got a game in hand on Barcelona. If they win that game in hand, it's 1 point between them.
Oh, damn.
Take time, bro. Take time.
In the camera, yeah.
I know. Actually, we're doing a great clip as well.
Take your time with it.
On a troops thing, bro.
But
all right, guys, thank you for listening to another episode of the Bench Podcast, man.
Yes, sir.
We are in we're in a great place, man. Transition, you know what I mean? We're doing this, we're zipping, we're zagging, but we're still creating content, man. That's what we do. Jengi Charles coming pulling up on the pod, last minute substitution.
My hair's still wet.
Coming from, I'll tell you what, mate, if I was a white man, I would say, I thought it was that fucking, what they say?
Hairspray. You got hairspray, yeah?
No, what the man said, I thought you were, what did they say? What did the white man say? They said, I thought it was waterproof. I thought it was waterproof. That man are so racist, bro. It's actually so mad.
My hair's waterproof.
Yeah, they said, I thought it was fucking waterproof, mate. I remember someone said that to me on my afro. I was like, right, that's mad. That's the perks of growing up in a white town, eh? But all right, guys, we'll be here same place, same time next week. If you're listening on all the DSPs, man, make sure you like, share, give us a download, subscribe, do all that good stuff for us, man. And if you're watching on YouTube, man, which we shall make an entry back to, please make sure you like, share, subscribe. Guys, anything to say before we go? Champions League is back.
Yes.
Big up the champs.
I think there's some decent fixtures.
We got Sport in Real Madrid. I'm thinking about a day trip to Girona, you know. I've caught the away bug still, and my boy's getting in my ear about going to Girona, so it might be a one day thing.
Okay.
Do it, fam.
One day, what'd you do? What you can do?
Day and back, bro.
Fam, I can't do that.
December 6th,
man.
I'm going to San Siro.
Just one day.
Flight's
one
at day 8. Off. Flight back is at 11 at night.
Thing is, us, man, we got a stag in March.
Yeah.
In Croatia, and I kind of want to stack for that a bit.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I can't
yeah,
stack
yeah.
if I go 3-4 days out in Barcelona and do the mad thing. So I wanna if I do go Barcelona, it's gotta be a day thing there and back. Raggle.
I have to play a smart.
Work off the next day.
I hear you. I can't do that, man. I feel like I need to relax.
You need to put your bag down.
To be fair,
sit there for
that's what I'm on, and
yeah.
I've never done like a yo there and back thing straight. I've
so
never
so
done
it's
that.
Be your first time doing that.
First time. First time in this country, anyways. I did Newcastle and back.
Yeah, I hear it. But all right, guys, we shall see you same place, same time next week, baby. Let's go!
Benched, a 14 HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.